Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man, hope you're having a great hump day. I got to tell you, Mike, that Louis Riddick,
I saw this.
ESPN's own, he has been in personnel for a very long time. As a matter of fact, he was a guy that was a candidate to become a general manager in the National Football League and then realized that TV money was too easy. Nevertheless, Louis Riddick's bold prediction for 2025. Somebody just sent this to us. They said, guys, have you seen this? The answer is no, but I'm bringing it to you because this is good for us. He is saying James Pierce Jr. is going to lead the NFL in sacks. Now, look, that is what I call a bold and fearless prediction.
Yes, all right? Sir.
And we're going to give you our bold and fearless as we get closer to the start of the season next week. But if that happens, then not only did they get it right, not only did they make the right trade to get back into the first round and get James Pierce Jr., but, Mike, it also says
that he's better than Jalen Walker.
Well, I'm not even going to worry about that just yet because I don't know how Jalen Walker is going to be utilized in Ulbrich's defense. I can tell you that I think James Pierce Jr. is going to have an impact. Now, I won't go maybe as far as Louis Riddick just took it.
Leads the NFL in sacks.
How about them apples? But, I mean, we've been gushing about James Pierce Jr. from day one. He's stuck out. He's been conspicuous with his playmaking, with his attitude, with his edge, with his swagger. And again, I know that ESPN left him off their list of, I guess, a defensive stat guys for the preseason. Well, hell, he wasn't on the field very much at all, was he?
No, he wasn't.
So I don't know how you can quantify it, but I'm excited. I'm not prepared to say that Jalen Walker is going to take a backseat to anybody just yet, but we have been able to talk about Pierce because we've seen Pierce. We haven't seen Jalen yet.
Yeah, look, I think if this plays out, and who knows, it's a bold prediction, and I love it because, again, it brings attention to our Falcons, and this is something we need. I've said this to you guys over the years. Who are defensive stars? What city can you walk down the street on the main areas of that city and go, hey, do you know this player? And they go, yeah, that's a Falcons defensive player. And it's been a long time. Jesse Bates became that guy when we got him as a free agent, but we haven't had those name brands. So to get this kind of pub, whether it comes from Louis Riddick or whoever, guys, it's good because people are like, well, who's James Pierce Jr.? What's this dude playing with the Falcons? Let's hope that he lives up to this. To say he's going to lead the league in sacks, that's saying a lot. There are a lot of good players on the defensive side that are getting after the quarterback. There are a lot of guys who got paid, and there are a lot of guys, Mike, who want to get paid.
Right.
And James Pierce is in his rookie season. But for me, it just screams like this is the kind of stuff that people are going to be talking about as this team gets ready for the start of the season.
And we're going to have a topic we're going to get into today, and it's something we kind of touched on a little bit yesterday. As we hope the offense finds its way, I don't know, you know, make a mountain out of a molehill, but it's a pretty good-sized molehill, what we got going on at right tackle right now. We added some depth. We'll talk about that. But we may have to lean on the defense at times, certainly in those first five games of the season.
Well, so here's what's crazy, right? The offense we think can be potent. Michael Penix said as much. We should be one of the best offenses in the league. But with the injuries that we're fighting right now and the uncertainty, okay? Right now there's some gray area right now with this offense. Darnell Mooney, gray. Tackle, right tackle, gray area. Until we figure that out and know exactly what that's going to look like, Mike, yeah, we got to get stops. We got to get turnovers. And I do think to a certain degree, look, I don't think we're shutting anybody out. This is the NFL in 2025. But I do think that we should be looking at this defense as improved. They spent a lot of money on it, and they drafted defense. I think you got to say, hey, if this defense can carry its weight, then yeah, we'll be in games. But I think they got to be really good to start the season.
Right on, man. And I know that James Pierce Jr. gets people fired up. Guys are on the text line. Here, guys, there you go, Carl, throwing Jalen Walker under the bus.
Well, I'm just saying, if this brother leads the league in sacks, what are you guys going to tell me?
Yeah, we were all excited about it. It's funny because the thing is, you know, we've had this conversation off there. You know what? Why have secrets with our audience, Carl? I'll just bring it out there.
Go.
I don't know if the Falcons wouldn't have drafted Pierce at 15.
Ooh.
And I do think that, you know, they had to take Jalen because of the value, first of all. You know, that's something that every general manager talks about.
Okay.
You know, best athlete available. But I do think that's why, I mean, you go back and watch, if you still have it on your DVR from draft night, they took it to the limit. Used almost all that time on the clock before they finally pulled the trigger. So
you're saying there was some additional pressure because he's a dog?
I think there was something in the room about that. I think that Arthur Blank probably, I'm not saying Arthur was meddling. I'm not a meddler, but I mean, this guy was a gift from the gods. It's just we haven't been able to see this gift out there on the field just yet. That's it. So that's all. Because every time we go down this road, guys react one way or the other. Guys go, aw, and dog fans get irked. But I mean, you got to listen to what Carl is saying. We're not saying he can't do it. We're just telling you right now, there's a lot of juice for James Pierce Jr. because he's been out there He's been producing, and Jalen hasn't, so he hasn't.
That's it. And by the way, nobody around the league is saying this about Jalen Walker because they're not sure what to expect as the season gets underway because he's been ailing, guys, because he's been fighting off some things. It's just what it is. But I got to say this. Like, if we this is how we should be talking about Jalen Walker.
Both guys.
Okay?
Correct. Both.
And so
both.
When we talk about one guy, it's not disrespecting the other. To be honest, we need both to be dogs. Pardon the pun. We need both to be killers. You know how I feel. But yeah, I just like if we get through three games, Mike, and all of a sudden Pierce has got five or six sacks, and y'all are like, man, he's better than we thought.
Be a dog.
Yes. Not a cat. Meow. Be a dog.
We need more dogs.
Then you can't say anything except, okay, he's living up to the expectation. I hope, Mike, we're saying that about Jalen Walker. And I'm glad you shared that, by the way, because I agree with you. And look, I'm not saying he was the wrong pick because that's ridiculous.
But they were in love with James Pierce Jr. And they would have probably gotten a lot of heat for taking him at 15. But now, you know, they got heat for taking him 27th and moving a first rounder. Now everyone's taking notice of him. And look, Lewis, as you said, Lewis Riddick knows what he's talking about. I think he's one of the few guys on ESPN. I agree. Respect and agree with his takes.
Yes.
Because he's been there. So this is interesting to hear the kind of buzz that's apparently making its way around the league about what James Pierce Jr. may be.
All right, 404-726-0929. That is a bold and fearless, as I like to say. And we'll get into some of those because you have to project sometimes and say, this is what I believe. Like, for example, I've given you guys this. Michael Penix, 4,000 yards. But now I got to tell you, That's only if Darnell Mooney's going to be out there consistently, Mike. That's only if Kyle Pitts is doing his job to the expectation that we think. I think Drake's going to be a 1,000-yard guy. But that's a bold and fearless. And I've said this. If he throws for 4,000 yards, guys, we're in the playoffs.
Right. Now, Darnell can't be a 1,000-yard receiver if he's not going to play the whole season. You know, unless he's got some really monster 200-yard type games, because last year he came up just short because of a concussion. Also, Kirk Cousins couldn't get anybody to rock for about 4 weeks. But Darnell Mooney, we were on pace to have 2,000-yard receivers. But unfortunately, you know, again, we know the circumstances. This year, I'm still concerned. We looked at the roster yesterday. We'll get more in-depth on it for guys who missed the end of yesterday's show. You and I were talking about 7 wide receivers is a warning sign that some of the receivers are not healthy. You don't take 7 wide receivers. Now, again, this is the – Josh Kendall had a really good article yesterday in The Athletic. I know for some it's behind a paywall and everybody reads it. But in essence, it was kind of parroting what you and I were talking about, there's got to be something up with Mooney and Kadarrell Hodge and to a maybe a lesser extent, Ray McCloud, that you've got seven wide receivers to start the season on the roster.
Yeah, look, I think it's the look over here while we do whatever we need to do over here. It is an illusion. There is something going on. And to our point, we can't put our finger on it because, again, they won't be up front and honest about it. But that's not the norm, guys. And if everybody was healthy, I guarantee you right now we wouldn't have seven receivers. We'd have the number probably that most teams carry is five because a lot of these guys cross over again, you know, and you're talking right about special teams and whatnot. Either way, I agree, Mike, 200%. I was laughing because a guy just hit me up. He said, I hear you, Bell. You saying they would have caught crap if they didn't draft a dog.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. I do think the tail was wagging the dog on draft night. I think, when you see Jalen Walker at 15, you know, look, you think they weren't taking phone calls? You think they weren't talking to people? I mean, it was, why else? Yes, I get it. You're always looking for an offer. You're looking to be blown away, right? And we were so close, and there were some things you always get that static from any, it could be any general manager, any sport. You don't know how close we were to doing something. Yeah, whatever. But I do think that there was some pause with Jalen just because they were in love with James Pierce Jr.
Yeah.
And they said as much post-draft. So, meanwhile, and we'll get into this one in depth, yesterday we traded with Seattle for Michael Jarrell, a former six-round pick. We sent a seventh-rounder for him, and he's actually had some starts. Today, Carl, it's a tackle named Carter Warren. He's signing with the practice squad. He's a fourth-round pick in 2023. He got released Tuesday by the Jets. So I don't know Carter Warren from Adam, but it's a guy we picked up in depth.
Well, Mike, it's funny only because, first of all, the games haven't started, and we can continue to laugh right now. It won't be funny next week. Bring in the reinforcements. It is literally, who's available? Call him and get him down here immediately.
You're in danger, girl.
That's what this feels like.
This dude, now, he did play at a university like a Boston College. Pitt has got a great rep for offensive linemen from Jimbo Covert all the way through to Mark May and beyond. But anyway, you got a guy who started six games for the JETS Jets over his two seasons. So he'll start on the practice squad, but that's more depth, and we'll see if we found a diamond in the rough and somebody can restart his career here in Atlanta. We'll see.
Jeremy Fowler's not helping us either, by the way. You see the end of this post? Yeah. He puts out there, offensive tackle Carter Warren signing with the Falcons, blah, 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 blah. At the end of the post, he goes, Falcons badly need help, offensive tackle help due to the injuries.
Yeah, we do. Hey, no lie told.
But he's making it. Is this a desperate situation we're in?
It's critical.
It's a critical situation?
It's a dangerous situation.
It's a dangerous situation we're
in. You're putting Penix's life in danger.
What kind of danger?
Grave danger. Is there any other kind?
We're in danger. We're in critical
danger.
Grave danger right now.
From Antoine Staley, the Jets beat writer for the New York Daily News. The new guy they got, Carter Warren, struggled with pass protection at times, but he has experience at both tackle spots. He was low on the depth chart, which is why the Jets tried to trade him before he was released.
Okay. So why trade for someone you might just get on waivers?
Absolutely. And that's fine. Look, it just feels this way. All right? It feels like, get the guy from Seattle. The kid from the Jets. Hey, bring him in. That's what it feels like to me. And I'm not saying that this is all wrong. You've got to have some depth. But boy, right. I mean, like, okay.
But the reality is, like, if you're going to get a guy who was released by a team, you know, which is trying to restart its offense again, now this time with Justin Fields, and he's not that good at pass protection, that's the kind of guys you're going to get. And if that's what the Jets writer feels about the guy, it's probably accurate. There's a reason he was out there. You know, I don't know what we're going to get from Michael Jarrell. I know he started some games for Seattle, so we'll see what he may be, that guy. First things first, let's just hope Elijah Wilkinson can live up to this job.
He's going to get the job done.
All right, man.
I hope.
But it's if it's not desperate, it's not grave, it's serious.
Do you guys feel like this is desperate?
Well, you're desperate because...
Do you guys feel like this is critical?
Iceberg! You
can't plug in. You can't... Here's the deal. What's a fact? A fact is you cannot go and get a guy of Caleb McGarry's max, of same ability, matches his ability. You can't find that right now. You can't even find a guy like Storm Norton right now. So this is what we're left finding. Going after some other guys. Journeyman.
You know what that translates to.
Yes, indeed. Hopefully not.
404-726-0929. Is this critical? Mike, that's a big word.
Hey, man, it's like electricity, right, tackle. You don't think about it, you ain't got it.
By the way, they did pick up another tackle. His name is Ryan Hayes. Seventh round pick from the Dolphins in 2023. Hey, bring me another one. That's what this feels like right now for the Atlanta Falcons.
Hey, you're in danger, girl.
Oh, my goodness. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
And at the latest on their preparation. Yeah, look, with the Falcons bringing in, and this is what teams are doing all around the league, bringing in a variety of guys at positions that they have concern about. Our position of concern is right tackle. And I just feel like you're bringing in a bunch of guys, right? Warren, offensive tackle, fourth-round pick for the Jets. Ryan Hayes, seventh-round pick for the Dolphins back in 23. You are literally just trying to bring in guys. And it's funny because one of our listeners, Ed, hits us up at Mike Bell ATL and put him up, see Dukes, and says the Falcons have just announced that they are acquiring Tony Mandridge at right tackle. That's Brady, funny.
Is there another kind?
Are we in danger?
Now, for guys of a certain age, Mandridge was on the cover of SI with a shopping cart. And this guy, this is it. This guy fuels up on. Well, he fuels up on anabolic steroids.
He was a beast.
Fueled up on.
Yeah.
But he was the big one of the great draft busts of all time in NFL history. He was going to basically be the next like great lineman that's going to be, you know, 15-year career in the NFL. Never happened.
Yeah, Anthony Munoz. Right? That's who they thought he was going to be. Danger. Critical, as Mike said. This feels desperate. Is it hopeless for us? And are you discouraged that we seemingly are trying to search the waiver wire to find the right guy to help us out? And by the way, Mike, it may be more than just one guy. I mean, we think one guy's going to step in there, maybe more than one guy.
Right. Now, again, we've got some dudes, as you mentioned, Ryan Hayes. Now, like, at least the guy played at Michigan under, you know, Jim Harbaugh. He does generally pretty well with the offensive line department.
He does.
Dolphins, for whatever reason, moved on. As we said, you guys know the drill. Sometimes one team's trash is another team's treasure. Sometimes it's just more trash, and the guy's here, and he's gone. Sometimes they catch, you know, they just catch lightning in a bottle. They fit. Now, you know, if you're an aspiring right tackle in the NFL, all of a sudden I'm next to Chris Lindstrom, all of a sudden my job opportunity might be a little bit better than it might have been somewhere else. So we don't know the circumstances. But Carter Warren, I mean, this guy started 6 games in the league. Michael Jarrell, he started 4 games. So we got guys with some degree of experience. But as we said, you can't expect to go find quality. You know, you're going to find something that you hope, as we said, Carl, has potential. And it can be coached up or just does better here.
dangerous.
Would you say we'd be venturing into a zone of danger?
Critical. Desperate. These are just a few of the words that have been thrown around by the guy next to me today as I'm trying to feel a little bit better after the roster gets set yesterday, and here you are. Oh, it's downcast.
Well, I'm just saying, Carl, our right tackle void, it's writing checks that position can't cash.
Let's get dangerous.
404-726-0929.
We're not talking Bangkok dangerous. We're talking right tackle dangerous.
Like. That's what that sounded like.
That's right, Ice. I am dangerous.
Hey, man, as we talk about the Falcons, and these are real guys. We're not sitting here clowning around. We are clowning around, but we're not making this
these
up.
These are the names.
Yes, these are real guys. I know some of you are like, man, Duke Sabel, stop playing. See, y'all play too much. No, we're not playing.
Michael Jarrell, Carter Warren, Ryan Hayes.
All-star in.
Three men enter, one man leaves. Or check that. Three men enter, two men leave. One guy gets the job. Look, first things first, we hope Elijah Wilkinson can step up to the plate.
He's going to be fine.
He's a guard, has to play tackle. He's got the size. I don't know if he's got the gusto. We're going to find out.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
That is where you are in the waiver wire land.
Come on, Mike. This is not hopeless, Mike.
Well, this is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
When you go out there looking for a tackle, you know, a couple days before Labor Day, you are in the island of misfit football players, if not misfit toys.
Okay. I feel like I'm getting frantic about this whole situation right now.
Now, we are
Now, we'll go that far.
404-726-0929. Hey, all right, here's the deal. You guys give us one word to describe what you're feeling right now, okay? Roster set. Day-Day will take phone calls right here, right now. 404-726-0929. You get one word. Is it dangerous or danger? We're in danger. Is it critical? Is it? Are you desperate? Do you feel distressed? What is the word that describes where you're at right now with what we know? All right, roster set. And by the way, we're going to give you the practice squad. It looks like a bunch of guys are coming back to the practice squad, guys that we talked about that we were interested in. And, you know, again, once you clear waivers, you get a chance to claim these guys back. We'll tell you that in a second. Want to hear from you, 404-726-0929. And, yes, look, we're having fun, but also this is serious business. We roll into week one, and you guys call this show next week, and you're talking about, that's hopeless, Dukes and Bell. We got problems.
Right.
Okay?
Now, you and I were talking to start the program about Lewis Riddick coming out there. He feels, in a bold and amazingly wild prediction, James Pierce Jr. could lead the league in sacks. Cadillac Bishop hits us up.
Okay.
He says, all this talk you and Carl doing about Pearson Walker must be for the radio.
What are you talking about?
First off, we don't do that. Last time I checked, they're both on the same team now. We need both to shine. Not some daily draft pick comparison. They're not competing against each other.
Whoa!
This ain't Tennessee versus Georgia.
Whoa! Yes, it is!
Now, again, Cadillac Bishop, and I said this, and I even prefaced the comments, and I said, try to listen to the words coming out of our mouths. Jalen Walker missed a lot of camp with injuries. That doesn't mean he's not going to be a Pro Bowler in the NFL. That doesn't mean he's going to be a 10-year star for the Falcons. It just means he missed a lot of camp this year. James Pierce Jr. did not. He showed out. He was raising eyebrows around the league. People who came here from NFL Network and CBS and Fox and ESPN all said, oh, wow.
That's right.
Look at freaking 27.
That's what they said.
And that's all that's been reported. And that's why he's got critical mass to where Lewis Riddick puts something out there about it. So we're only going with what we've seen. Jalen Walker right now might be in the best shape of his camp. We're not able to see it right now. We were only telling you what we saw. So here we go. So just try to listen to what we're saying, because I know, Carl, every time we go down this road, this is what some of our audience hears in their ears.
All right, now, I got to say this, though. It is a competition. You may not want it to be. You may not think it is. If you think for 2 seconds that Tennessee fans aren't going to say, man, look at our Tennessee guy balling out with the Falcons and the Georgia boy got drafted before him, you're mistaken. You're right. As Falcon fans, right, we need both to be great. There's no debating that. But this is a competition. You know why? Because I was picked before you. That means my value was higher than yours. It's why we've talked so much about Kyle Pitts going number 4 overall in the draft. And some of you say, well, I don't understand, man. It's not a big deal. It's a huge deal. Because that's where your value is. You need to show out. So for us to sit here and act like Jalen Walker can just be a dude, sorry. He better be a player, along with James Pierce, who, by the way, was taken later in the first round at 26. Jalen was taken at 15. It matters, guys. It's a competition. We don't want it to be, but when you talk to your boys and you're having those conversations, you're like, man, this dude is outplaying this guy. Where was he picked? I guarantee you that conversation comes up.
I mean, this is why, I mean, we love Jalen Walker, guys. We were so excited that first interview. You heard the interview. It's still out there at Odyssey.com. He's a leader. He's a stud. This guy only missed one game in his entire career in Athens. He's throwing guys around this year on that defense for Georgia. We know what his resume is. But until we see him doing it at this level, we can't come on the radio and say, we saw him do it. That's all there is to it. I mean, we saw Pierce has been impressing people to the point he's getting some national buzz.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that Walker won't. It's just where we are right now, a week and a half before the season begins.
All right, Shay, you're on Dukes and Bell. Hey, man, what is the one word? How are you feeling right now?
Very uninspired.
Mm. Uninspired.
Mm. And that's simply because of the injury to Caleb McGarry, or do you feel that way because of something else?
I just feel that as a whole, I don't know. I don't know if this, I'm not inspired by this team at all.
Okay.
Now you're not inspired by the offensive side? Okay, he hung up. I mean, you still there, man? I just thought with the weapons we have coming in, this is a team that was in the lead for the division that added some big pieces to the defense. So, I mean, to me, I know you can say, I wouldn't say uninspired. I would say nervous. You know, I would say pragmatic, but I wouldn't say uninspired. I think there's a lot of things that inspire me about this team, especially on the offense.
No, I'm with you on that, but we're asking you.
Right.
Fine.
No wrong answer.
Yes, that's your word. Owen in Southwest Atlanta, you're on Dukes and Bell. Hey, man, what is the word that you feel right now about the Falcons?
Hey, man, I'm going to be honest with you. It's interesting to me because you know why it's interesting to me? I'm ready to see some football. And it shouldn't come down to no one situation where your team loses. If you're a good team, you got to learn to go with the horses and the situations that you dealt with. Good teams do it, so let's see them do it without the first guy in there. It should be. It's no excuses.
Okay.
There's no more excuses for the Falcons this year.
No. Look, I agree, Owen. Mike and I are on this. We're in the same boat, man. Like we agree. We're not going to make excuses. We've talked about the pressure on Raheem, Mike, and his coaching staff right. And the play calling. And from top to bottom, there are no excuses. But there's also reality. And when you go in to start the season with a guy who's been on your team for 7 years and has been that guy and just got a new two-year, $30 million extension, there's a reason for that. So, yes, you're right. I agree with you. He says, Mike, one situation shouldn't dictate how this team should play.
No, I get you. I mean, in a perfect world, we've got depth, and it is the next man up. I keep referencing. I think it was Jason Peters went out in 2017, I think mid-season for the Eagles, and they were able to plug in a guy, go all the way to the Super Bowl, and win with Nick Foles in for Carson Wentz. It was the next man up. But when you have your best right tackle, because Jake plays left, but your best tackle is on that side is out, and the best backup, who is a proven commodity, and Storm Norton is out, That's a tough spot to be in. That's why they have to go through it. But we would be remiss if we didn't tell you that this is important, because it is important. And people who don't think it's important think video game football is where it's at. Yes, we all want to see Drake London and Bijan do their thing, but if you can't get that pocket protected, if you can't push that line and get the ball down the field, then you can't do those things you want on offense.
Coming up, we're talking Georgia Tech. Shay and Owen, appreciate you guys jumping in. We'll take more of your calls along the way. Chad Bishop's going to join us. Tech getting ready for Colorado. What you need to know about this matchup for Friday next.
The zone will be one of danger.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Really, Oren? Really? Look, it's not dangerous right now. I mean, this is not critical.
What's your thoughts?
Would you say we'd be venturing into a zone of danger?
What's your thoughts on Wilkinson? I don't know. Totally unpredictable. Hasn't played much tackle. Flies by the seat of his pants. Do you trust him?
We're talking about the 53-man roster. The fact that the Falcons have brought in a couple of guys, offensive tackles specifically, to the practice squad. Right. Ryan Hayes and Carter Warren. We'll tell you who else is on the practice squad. Because that's something we were talking about yesterday and who might be back. So we'll get to that. But right now we got to talk about Georgia Tech. And Chad Bishop joins us, covers Georgia Tech for the AJC and AJC.com. Big season opener, Chad, against Colorado. And Mike and I, look, we have a great relationship with Coach Key. We have him on. I think he's going to join us before this game on Friday here on the show. But the fact is, there is expectation this year. You feel that? Does Coach Key talk a lot about that? Are his players talking about that?
Yeah. I mean, yes and no. I think, you know, the mantra from Brent Key and really all his players, and it's kind of, at this point, I can recite it at heart, is the external expectation should never be higher than the expectations with inside the walls of Bobby Dodd Stadium. I get all that, right? Like, that's the company line. That's the coach speak. But let's be honest, right? Like, this Georgia Tech team, I mean, I've seen people say, like, they're a college football playoff sleeper. They're an ACC title game sleeper. Like, the expectations have not been this high in a while for this Georgia Tech team. So you have to think that not only Brent Key, but guys like safety Clayton Pauley, who's been here 4 years, Haynes King, who's his third year as a starter, Jamal Haynes, who's been there his entire career, these guys have to understand that so much more is expected of this team. The trick is going to be embracing those expectations and saying, you know what, you're right. Like, we are a pretty good football team. Let's go out and prove to the world that we have the capability of winning 8, 9, 10 games this year.
And that's the thing, Chad. I mean, we felt because of Haynes King, and this is your last year with him, you got to kind of maximize a very specific skill set that he brings and athleticism. I like his swagger, too. We talked to him at the ACC Media Days. It seems like he's a tough guy, you know, and he knows what is expected of him.
There's no doubt. I mean, you know, the kid grew up in East Texas. His dad's a longtime high school football coach. You know, he eats, breathes, and sleeps football. I mean, literally, you know, we wrote the story that he's been sleeping at Bobby Dodd Stadium during preseason camp. I mean, the guy wants to win more than anything in the world. So how rare is it these days to not only have a senior quarterback, but one who's going to start for your team for the third year in a row? So, yeah, I like that phrase of maximizing what you have back there and Haynes King and sort of building this attack around him. And Brent Key's also mentioned this a number of times. It's not only Haynes King, which is going to be huge, right? Jamal Haynes at running back and Malik Rutherford at wide receiver is back, bringing in Eric Rivers at wide receiver. You have an All-American, a preseason All-American at guard in Keelan Rutledge and, you know, a couple returning starters on the offensive front. So everything is sort of built for this moment, especially when you talk about the offense.
No doubt. We're talking about Georgia Tech, their big kickoff game against Colorado on the road. Chad Bishop joining us. So let's talk about that defense. A few years ago, Chad, it wasn't good. I mean, teams were running the ball on him. They couldn't really get the stops they needed. We've seen improvement there. And once Brent Key took over, Mike and I felt like, okay, look, the offense is going to get better because this is who he is. We know he knows what he's doing there. And, you know, you talk about the play calling. I think all that has gotten better. But specifically, the defense is going to be key. What area do you feel like? Is it D-line, linebackers, secondary, that you feel like they are improved in and that's really going to help them this season?
Well, I don't know if they're improved in yet because that remains to be seen, but I know they made a point of emphasis in the offseason to improve that defensive front. I mean, they could not get to the quarterback in 2024. The run defense was fine, right? But it was creating some pressure on the opposing quarterback and getting their hands up and tipping some balls and getting some sacks and some TFLs. So they went into the transfer portal and got a guy like Ronnie Triplett out of UTSA and Braden Manley, the SOCOM Defensive Player of the Year out of Mercer, Matthew Alexander from UCF, just sort of Akilo Stone, who started his career at Georgia Tech, went to Ole Miss for a couple years, and now is back in Atlanta. So really stockpiled that defensive front. I was listening to Brent Key on his coach's show on Tuesday saying this is definitely the first time in his tenure that he can rotate 7-8 guys along that defensive front. And with Coach Jeff Simpson leading the charge there, they really feel that could be a strength. Now, it remains to be seen, right? They haven't gone out there and played an opponent yet, but they really knew going into this year they had to stockpile talent there. And they got some young guys who they recruited as well, like Andre Fuller, like Jordan Boyd, like Christian Garrett, some of these really young, talented guys to supplement some of those transfers. So I think the defensive front is going to be vastly different. Will it be better? I don't know, but it certainly needs to be.
Talking about Georgia Tech guys, we'll talk some Georgia later with our man Connor Riley, but it's Tech time with Chad Bishop from the AJC. Can the freshman have to, everything you're talking about on defense, can the freshman have an impact on that defense?
A little bit. If they have a big impact, I think there's probably been some injuries or some benchings later on. You know, they brought in enough transfers, not only on the front, but in the secondary as well. But there's a guy like Tay Harris, who's a highly touted true freshman coming into play safety. So there's certainly going to be some opportunities for those guys. And I mentioned Andre Fuller, defensive end, is another name to watch. But I think they've done a good job of building out the roster on the defensive side with some veterans and some transfers to where they don't have to rely on some big-time freshmen, at least not in September. Maybe that by the time October, November rolls around, those guys will sniff the playing field. But right now, they're going to start out with some of their veteran guys on the roster.
I heard Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, giving him a shout-out. I'm talking about Brent Key saying, hey, I tried to call you. I guess he said he tried to FaceTime him or something. Did you hear this, Chad? And what did you make of it? Because he was reaching out to Coach Key and said, hey, I wasn't able to catch up with you, but I got a lot of respect for you. I found it interesting that Prime made that public.
I mean, if someone tried to FaceTime you from a number you didn't recognize, I feel like you wouldn't answer, right?
No,
I don't know.
No.
And I don't know Prime's area code. I imagine maybe it's from the Dallas area where he was for a long time. But yeah, I don't know. That was interesting. I think what Deion Sanders was probably just trying to get out, and he delivered it incorrectly, was like, he was trying to reach out to Brent Key to say hi. He respects him. He knows that it's Brent Key's third season. It's Deion's third season. They're both trying to build their programs. He wanted to, you know, just catch up with them before the game. An odd way to do it, to start your presser in the middle of the week by sort of making that public.
Yes.
But, you know, on the same token, I heard Brent Key on a podcast joke that, you know, he was going to take his rookie card out to Colorado and try to get Deion to sign it before the game. So, these coaches need to stick to coaching and not joke telling, right?
Right. Apparently, Carl, Brent Key does not star 69. Talking about Georgia Tech. And one thing, not to get melodramatic, but we kind of do from time to time. If you're going to win 10 games, you can't lose this game, can you?
No, there's no doubt. You know, you look at some of these games on the schedule, and I refer to them as sort of, you know, toss up maybe 50-50 games. Like you look at a Georgia and you look at Clemson, and let's be realistic, right? Like on paper, those are L's for Georgia Tech, right? But if you look at a Colorado on the road, a Duke on the road, a Virginia Tech at home, a Pittsburgh at home, like those are games that in year three under Brent Key with what they have, those are the games they got to win. You lose at Colorado, you're looking at 0-1, and then you got to play Clemson at the end of the month. I mean, you could be 2-2 in September, which is not the end of the world, but you'd certainly much rather be 3-1 or dream scenario 4-0. So, yeah, they got to go out there and have a good showing and get this one because every win counts in this day and age of college football.
High-scoring game. Chad, do you believe that on Friday night? I I tend to think that Brent Key, if he gets a 14-point lead, he's going to run the damn ball. I don't know if he's going to try to run it up. Do you think it's a high-scoring game?
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, anything goes in these first games, and especially with the Colorado roster that is so brand new. But because Colorado is starting a new quarterback, I would kind of think they make some mistakes because Georgia Tech's MO is to get a lead and run the ball. I mean, they don't blow a lot of teams out. I was looking the other day, really the only big time win they've had is at Virginia a couple years ago. They won 45-17. It seems like every other game is like 24-21 or something like that, right? So, yeah, I like that idea that if Georgia Tech has a lead, if they're controlling the game, they're going to continue to control it, just like that Gasparilla ball a couple years ago where they ran the ball like 30 straight times to end the game. So I think that's certainly the possibility that this one is somewhere in the 20s.
Talking about Georgia Tech, guys, with Chad Bishop from the AJC. I know you touched on the pass rush and how they try to address it through the portal. What would be the number one concern group? What area of the team would you say is a bit of a concern starting the season?
For me, it's the offensive line. I think it's a talented group. We mentioned Keelan Rutledge, a preseason All-American. Joe Fusel is another guard who's been there forever. But you're breaking in a new center in Harrison Moore. You have Malachi Carney starting at right tackle, who's a transfer from South Alabama. They love that kid. He's huge. He's very athletic. And then Ethan McKinney is going to be the left tackle, who performed at a freshman All-American level in 2023, but he was in and out of the lineup in 24 because of injury. When you got three, maybe two and a half newcomers there in your offensive front, like, they may be good, but how long is it going to take? Is it game one? Is it game six? Is it game nine? I don't know. And you know Brent Key is a stickler for offensive line play, so I would imagine he's got the five best in his mind. But how quickly do those guys come together? And when you're talking about protecting Haynes King and making holes for Jamal Haynes, that's imperative for that Georgia Tech offense. So curious to see how they perform on Friday night and for the rest of the season.
All right, Chad, great work. We look forward to talking with you as the season continues on. There are high expectations for Tech. Again, they were picked fourth in the ACC, not last. But I think the one thing you pointed out, and this is something we'll watch all season, they had 18 sacks last year. To put that in perspective, Duke had 44, right. SMU 43. SMU was playing for the conference championship.
It's Falcon-like.
Very much so.
Yeah.
18 sacks. That is an area they've got to be better at. Hey, man, we appreciate you. Enjoy the game, Chad, and we'll talk soon.
All right, my friend. See you later.
Cool beans, man. Yeah, it's one of those conversations, you know, we seem to have all the time. And I said that to you yesterday, and Chad brought up a great point. It happened, you know, with Paul Johnson. It happened with Chan Gailey. They'd win games they're supposed to, and then they lose a game they're not supposed to, you know, or they win a game they're not supposed to, and vice versa.
Right.
So that's like this year. When you, I mean, who is Virginia Tech to lose to this year? Now, again, I'll go a deep dive on what they've done in the portal, but that's a coach who's under 500. Talked about Pry yesterday. You know, don't lose the games that you're not supposed to. You know, and I think that's one of those things that Brett's going to try to hammer with these guys. But Haynes King, not many teams have a dude that kind of, you know, the kind of juice that he brings. So hopefully.
He's a dual threat, man.
He is. Remember we talked about it with him yesterday? He goes, I am a dual threat. I like his attitude, but they've got to maximize this talent this year. 9 wins? 10 wins. What do you think? 9? 10 wins means maybe 10 wins, and that's your season, including the bowl game. How about that? So you go 9-3.
That's a good year.
Now, that would be a year I think most Tech fans would say, hell yeah. And as you heard from Chad, I mean, some of the expectations may be unrealistic, but can you take that big leap that everybody's looking for?
Yeah. Mike, it's a great question. The one thing they do, and this is what you lean into, and I love it when coaches like, oh, yeah, but we got to throw the ball. No, you don't. They were second in the league in rushing, only by 2 yards to Miami last year. They rushed for about 187 per game. And they come back, and you're bringing back the quarterback and the running back, Mike, as we talked about, that was pretty much responsible for that. So lean into it, man. Like, here's what I'm doing. I'm going to see if Colorado is tough up front.
Right.
I'm going to run the ball in the first quarter down their throat and see if they can handle it. And if not, we go down and score, Mike, and then we go down and score, and I'm talking about Tech. This is what we're doing the entire game. I don't need Haynes King to throw it 45 times to prove a point. Go win the game with what you do best. This is what we know they do really well right now coming back off of last year. And then, as the season moves along, we'll see how the development of the passing game and all that stuff goes. Right. But I just feel like that's what – if you're going to ask me how they win this game, you go run it in the face of Colorado early in this game and pound them. Right. That's what I think.
And that's the thing. You know, the way they beat Florida State. You know, the way they out-physicaled Florida State, punched them in the mouth. And then, unfortunately –
Mike, they ran it on Georgia.
Right. And that's the thing, man. The 8 freaking overtimes, man. I mean, imagine that. What would we talk? How would we be talking about the Georgia season? How they lost to Tech, and then unfortunately, you know, Fran Brown, who we were trying to get on, but obviously very busy getting ready for Tennessee. He turned it in like the idea was, "Wow, Georgia Tech's real physical." And Fran took that and said, "They think they're physical," and you know, it's just classic sort of bulletin board material. It wasn't really bulletin board material, but he turned it into it. And then that's that game I'm talking about. Now Syracuse will be a not as good this year because they've had so much roster turnover and they lost their starting quarterback. But that's one of those games you kind of look back, man. You can't lose that game, you know, talking about those. So that's, if you go 10-2, that means you only lost to Georgia and Clemson.
And it's a good year.
It's a hell of a year.
Because both of those teams are going to be in the top five.
I got to imagine if that's the case and you are in the playoffs.
Yeah, both of those teams are going to be in the top five. I totally agree. Hey, man, listen to the Morning Shift all week for a chance to win tickets to see the Belize national team play Atlanta United 2, an exclusive scrimmage in Marietta. The match is closed to the public, so the only way to be there is to win these tickets. And just like the match, Belize is closer than you think. With direct flights from Atlanta, it's only a few hours away. That's all week right here with the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're coming back. The practice squad for the Falcons. What's it look like? We're going to tell you who's back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.